If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast, an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. Thanks for listening today. My name's Russell Newton, and I'll be your host for the podcast. Today, we have another installment from the book,
How to Improve English Speaking, How to Become a Confident and Fluent English Speaker, written by Marvin L. Weiss, narrated by Russell Newton. Chapter 1. Why Improve Your English Fluency? Being understood clearly. Basically, when you speak well, people will be able to understand you better and clearly. When you speak very fast, then people will not understand a single word that you say. Also, if you speak well, people will have a better understanding of the message that you want to impose. For example, if you mumble, people will have the impression that you may not want to be there. It may also appear to them that you do not want to talk to them, so you're just mumbling instead of making them hear what you're really saying. But when you speak clearly, people will listen to you, and they will surely understand the things that you are talking about. Being a pleasure to listen to. Isn't it good to know that people enjoy listening to the things that you are talking about? Keep in mind that effective communication also depends on whether the audience is listening to you or not. People will not listen to you if they do not enjoy the experience of listening to you. If you sound nervous, then people will most likely think that you're not prepared in delivering your speech. People will think that you're not a good speaking, thus taking you as boring. As a result, they will lose interest to what you are saying, and you will not be able to communicate well with them. Being more confident. If you know in yourself that you are a good speaker, then you will most likely develop that confidence whenever you have to speak in front of other people. If you develop a good speaking skill, then you will develop confidence as well. Speaking well guarantees you that you will not fail because you're prepared to do so and you know what you're doing. This in turn will make you more confident to speak up. Chapter 2, Understanding Grammar and Pronunciation to Improve Your English Fluency. English has many twists and turns when it comes to the actual usage of it. Not even native English speakers are fully aware of all the technical aspects of their tongue, and they are not to blame. Not all are necessary for normal conversations. Most are only applied in fields like business or academic, since they require a higher level and different manner of speaking. The key to an easy solution is the way you look at the problems. Focus on the differences between your native language and English. It's easier to understand the whys about the way that English is used if you compare it to your mother language. There are some basic sentence construction rules and expressions that are simply there for you to do as you please with them. But most of those you simply took on from your parents as a child without actually being conscious of them. In school, though, that changed. You became aware of the certain patterns that were always there, and that you never questioned because it all came naturally to you. Now you have to use this in relation to English. Ask yourself, what are the differences between my language and English? Is it in the construction of the sentences? A good example for that is the adjective's position. In some languages, the substantives come before the adjectives, whereas in English, it is completely the opposite. Another factor is the verb tenses. The best way to tackle this is by finding for every verbal time and tenses its representative in your language. Because some of them can be really wonky, like the perfect progressive form for the future tense. Some languages just don't have a particular grammatical variation. Chapter 3. The Influence of the Mother Tongue on English as a Second Language. The mother tongue, or the native language, is the language that a person speaks as a dominant language. When someone starts learning a new language, the mother tongue may influence the new language in several ways. As a result, the language learner may feel reserved and stressed due to that influence, since it may show up in their patterns of writing and speech. Let us now consider several examples where the native language influences the foreign language. In most cases, the mother tongue influences the way you, as a learner of a new language, use grammar and how you structure a sentence. For example, many people try to translate expressions and idioms from their native language to English. As you know, when people translate fixed expressions, those expressions hardly ever make sense. Each language has its own unique language structure and speech patterns. Try translating "hit the nail on the head" literally into Spanish, for instance, and then ask a native Spanish speaker if the translation means anything to them at all. How about "by the skin of my teeth" or "bite the bullet"? How would those turn out in French? How about Russian? It's sometimes really hard to identify the native language influence, since the speaker might not have learned the correct grammar rules or expressions. It should also be noted that different native languages get influenced by English in different ways. That's why we cannot simply make a list of all the common mistakes that non-native speakers make when talking in English. Following are the things that might be influenced by native language: the sentence structure and word order, syntax. Chapter 4. How to Improve Your Speaking Skills. Have you ever felt so nervous whenever you have to speak in front of people? Have you ever had your knees and hands shake whenever you're standing in front of your audience? Do not worry. It's not the end of the world for you. There will always come a time in your life wherein you have to expand your boundaries. There will be a time wherein you have to move from speaking to just one particular person, let us say your friend or your parent, to addressing a large group of people, let us say your entire classmate in your lecture class or the people in your work team. The idea is that talking to the public audience is inevitable. But in the first place, why are we afraid of talking in public? It may be because we think that people could not care less about what we're going to talk about. We feel like once we start speaking, they will just be yawning and be waiting for you to end your speech so they can have their freedom. Or maybe you had a traumatic experience in the past wherein you have been humiliated while speaking in front of people. However, these should not hinder you from speaking yourself up. Now is the perfect time for you to know how you would be able to enhance your skill in speaking and knock all your fears away. In this chapter, we'll talk about the ways on how you would be able to enhance your speaking skills in order to improve your English fluency. We will also thoroughly discuss how you would be able to knock your fear of speaking in public and then speak yourself up for you to have better opportunities in your career and in your life. If there's one all-important point to make about speaking, it's that in order to achieve conversational fluency, you have to practice speaking a lot. It doesn't matter if you start speaking from day one or after. Chapter 5. Developing Native English Pronunciation to Improve Your English Fluency. Learning how to pronounce your words as a native speaker is one of the hardest parts of learning the English language. It does get much easier as you spend more time with English natives. However, to make friends and get to know the natives, you have to be able to communicate with them. On top of all of this, the English language can be quite tricky with words, such as there, and there, way, and wait, which all sound the same. However, words like bomb, comb, and tomb sound completely different. The first thing that you have to do is learn how to listen well. When you're listening to podcasts in English, watching videos, or watching a television show, make sure that you really are listening to what's being said. For example, if a person is speaking, can you tell if he said he hurt his chin or if he hurt his shin? Did the speaker say that he needed to get some sleep or some slips? Being able to tell what is being said is going to go a long way in helping you learn how to pronounce the words properly and so that others can understand you. While you are listening, pay attention to how the speaker moves their mouth. Then, when you practice speaking, do so in front of a mirror and focus on how you move your own mouth. You can place one of your fingers over your mouth as if you were telling someone to shh, but do not remove your finger. Instead, feel your lips press against your finger or pull away from it. Pay attention to how you move your tongue as well. You'll notice that when you're speaking English, the only difference in the words rice and nice are how you move your tongue. In order to make the L sound. Chapter 6. The best way to learn English fluently. To learn quickly, as well as ensure that you're using English the way a natural-born citizen would speak it, you should surround yourself with those who speak English. Speaking English well is more than simply learning from a book or program. While you can spend time focusing on grammar alone, doing so will not allow you to understand how those who speak English as a first language actually speak. Instead, watch television shows that are in English, make friends who speak English, and expose yourself to the language every single day. You should also make sure that you make it a routine to practice speaking English on a daily basis. If you do not spend time practicing every single day, you are never going to really understand how to speak fluently. You must create a study plan, become dedicated, and understand that if you do not practice daily, you will quickly forget what you've learned. You should also tell those around you, your friends and family, about your routine, as well as your study plan. Use them to hold you accountable, to make sure that you stick to your plan and that you are successful at speaking English fluently. When you're learning new words, write them down in a small notebook with their definition. Use these new words in sentences when you speak each day, and do your best to say them at least 3 times each time you speak. Study when you're the most awake. If you are a morning person, it's best for you to study as soon as you wake up in the morning. On the other hand, if you're not a morning person, plan on studying in the afternoon so that you know your mind is fully awake. You don't have to create some poetic sentence in the hope of speaking eloquently later. Simply. Chapter 7. Ways to Improve Your English Fluency. Many speakers of other languages strive to improve their spoken English. Their shared goal is to become fluent in their speaking capabilities. There are, of course, a wide range of reasons why people place such importance on acquiring spoken fluency in English. There are numerous ways that this goal can be achieved. The best way, of course, is through regular practice. You have a word base. You know a thing or two about grammar, but the question is, are you capable of expressing yourself in English? At the end of the day, terms and notions are an asset only for those who can use them. Learning how to actually use the knowledge you've so carefully gathered is going to be the hardest thing, the ultimate milestone. However, don't get intimidated right away. By now, you already have all that you need to conquer this last objective. Trust yourself. Your hard work is going to pay off. I've established a short list of practical tips that learners of English can employ to improve their English fluency day by day. Talk to yourself or try vlogging. Sure, the ideal way would be to talk with someone else in English, but since that may not be so easy to do, you can do it by yourself with no problems. The important part is to say the words and hear them coming out from your mouth. You are comfortable with hearing the language, with reading it, but when did you even verbally use it? Almost never, since everyone around you speaks in the language specific to your area. Again, if you have a friend who's fluent in English, Do not hesitate to swap languages with him or her for your usual conversations. But supposing that you have to do this on your own, take the opportunity to talk. Chapter 8. Mistakes are the foundation of any good speaker. Mistakes are your friends. I hate to tell you, but the sooner you recognize this, the faster you'll learn the English language. If you've never heard any motivational speaker, then you've probably heard that you can only learn if you're willing to make mistakes. This statement is true regardless of what you're doing, learning a language to building a multi-million-dollar business. The speaker, of course, didn't mean that you should purposely set out to make mistakes. What he meant was, when you find you've made a mistake, learn from it and continue on. It's the greatest advice you can be given, in fact, with regard to learning how to speak English. You can only be a fluent speaker if you actually speak it. When you do speak it, you're very likely to make mistakes. It's only natural. When you hit that plateau of speaking English, then it's vital to break through to the next level as quickly as possible. And the only way to do that is to expose yourself to the possibility of making mistakes in your speech. For most of us, that means to step outside of your comfort zone. That's a scary proposition for most of us, but you know you have to do it. The following are a few tips on how to practice speaking more despite your fears. Enter a low-risk situation. What's a low-risk situation? It's one that's friendly enough that when you do make mistakes, those around you understand and gently correct you. It's a situation in which you trust those with whom you're speaking to understand your learning. One of the best situations to put yourself into is to work with other students. You need to ask everyone in the conversation to correct you, diplomatically, of course, when you misspeak or your grammar is horribly incorrect. You, in turn, are confronted. Chapter 9. Improve your listening. Your fluency will follow. It's nearly impossible to talk about enhancing your fluency in English without talking about the act of listening. The two are intertwined. The only way to truly speak the language like a native is to listen to those who already speak it well. While you may believe you've been listening all this time, perhaps it's time to dig into what's involved in the listening process, especially the more advanced listening skills that every language student needs. It's actually not extremely difficult to develop these skills. If you simply keep your mind on the conversation at hand, then you're already far along in improving your active listening skills. There are many reasons to develop such skills, even beyond that of learning a language. Listening is actually a fundamental method of learning knowledge of any type. Think about it. When you were in school, you needed to learn how to listen to your instructor or your professor. If you didn't actively listen, you may have found yourself struggling in class. Active listening in a classroom setting means not only understanding what your teacher is saying, but even taking notes on the topic in order to take a test at a later date. Once you progress into the business world, you'll discover the ability to listen actively will help you understand customers, clients, and colleagues alike. It should come as no surprise, then, that active listening is an important aspect of learning how to speak the language. It's how you'll learn what syllables to emphasize in certain words, how to structure sentences, and how to make plural nouns out of single nouns, and that's just for starters. As you go along, you'll soon be recognizing idioms and colloquialisms, and before you know it, you'll be not only understanding them, but using them yourself. Chapter 10. Improve your reading. Your fluency will follow. Even some native English speakers have a hard time when it comes to reading, so it's not something that you should feel ashamed of. Reading English can be difficult, and it can take some time to improve upon. Reading is simply the process that your mind goes through as you look at the letters on the page. Your mind is able to decipher the meaning of the letters, letting you know what words are made up of the letters. These words are grouped together to make sentences, which are used to relay information or tell a story. The first thing that you have to do if you want to improve your reading skills is to prepare yourself for reading. You'll need to find a quiet place that is free from interruptions. Sitting in front of the television is not a good place to try and read a book, but you also have to remember that it is not a good idea to read in bed either, unless you're trying to fall asleep. And it's not a good idea to read in a car. This will usually make a person car sick. When you're preparing to read, you need to make sure that you are in a well-lit area, wearing glasses if needed, and that you're comfortable. Grab a blanket and curl up on the couch with a good book. The next step is to choose what you want to read. You can choose to begin with children's books, youth books, Kindle books, magazines, or newspapers. The reading material will depend on your reading level. When you're just starting out improving your reading skills, you should not try to take on a difficult book, but instead choose a small book that you will enjoy. Poetry is a great way to start out. If you do not have any books, take a trip down to the library and pick up a lot of different books. No matter what your reading level is, you'll be able to find the right books for you. Choose books about topics that you find interesting. If you enjoy reading comics, Chapter 11, Secrets of a Fluent English Speaker. If you've been struggling with soaring to the next level of the spoken English language, then you may have already been asking yourself this one question: what are those students who are excelling in this area doing that I am not? And you're right to ask that question. That's the only way you can diagnose what you're doing compared to what they're doing. Here's a surprise. Usually, it comes down to one exercise. One simple 10-minute exercise, to be exact. This habit helps to thoroughly immerse these individuals in the language. There is no magic, only hard work. When improving your fluency, you should understand that there is no magic bullet or a button you can press to learn it all immediately. You need to practice and practice again. There are different methods to help you eliminate your accent and your native language influence, but all of them require practice. Some methods may turn out to be more effective than others. If any of these elements is missing from your practice, you won't be able to master the language like a native speaker. Of course, since we're talking about the accent, you should concentrate more on reading, listening, and speaking activities. Be a little bit tricky when asking for clarifications. Don't use this one a lot. It can bore people and really turn them off from speaking to you. However, you can still use it from time to time, especially when you feel there's no other way to give yourself time to think and to come up with an answer. Stay motivated. Aim to keep your end goals in mind throughout your period of study. It is possible to make a difference and achieve the spoken Chapter 12, Stumbling Blocks of Fluency for English Speakers. Slang. One of the things that hinders English fluency is slang. Not only is slang difficult to understand, it is difficult to teach as part of learning a language. Such difficulty comes from the fact that slang, by its very nature, changes over time. In America, for example, phrases such as the bee's knees, the cat's meow, and totally radical have all basically meant the same thing as cool, which is also a slang term, meaning that something is interesting or worthy of attention. But use any of these phrases except cool, and very few people will know what you're talking about. The changing nature of slang should be kept in mind if that's something you're hoping to pick up through film and television. If this is something you're trying to accomplish, make sure your selections are current so that you don't go into a conversation talking like a teenager from 2 decades ago. Don't forget to keep the context in mind either. The last thing you want to do is to go into a client meeting talking about how you hope that you and the client will become totes besties instead of saying good friends. Considering how difficult slang is, don't be afraid to stop a person and ask what they mean if they say something. Are you picking up what I'm laying down? She won't be offended and will probably quickly realize she's speaking in a way that you're having trouble understanding. Should you come across such terms in film or books, first try to figure out the meaning from the context. Try to replace it with another word or phrase that you think might be equivalent, and see if the sentence works or not. Chapter 13, Fearless Fluency. Kiss your fears goodbye. Again, we have good news. Because you create your own anxiety with your demands and faulty evaluations, you can eradicate your anxiety by developing more flexible views and more accurate evaluations of the threat and your ability to cope with it. Unquestionably, stuttering is an inconvenience. It gets in the way of clear, concise communication. But is it fatal? Will you die merely because your speech does not flow as fluently and as smoothly as you would like? Hardly. It might take you longer to get the words out, but no one is going to die of malnutrition waiting for them, least of all you. Certainly, no one would choose to be a person who stutters, but is it the worst thing that could possibly happen to you? There are far greater calamities in life than repetitions and blocks. Similarly, having others reject you or look down on you is unpleasant, but it's not the end of the world. You may need to accept discomfort and rejection as a natural part of life. There's no reason why you must be exempt from these misfortunes. Unfortunately, the world does not operate according to our dictates. You can't just demand that discomfort and rejection not exist and have them magically disappear. Additionally, you don't have to feel good free of shame and anxiety all the time. In fact, striving to constantly feel good is an exercise in futility and ignores the reality that life is often difficult. The harder you try to avoid discomfort and rejection, the more anxious you'll make yourself and less challenging. This has been How to Improve English Speaking, How to Become a Confident and Fluent English Speaker, written by Marvin L. Weiss, narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2019 by Marvin L. Weiss. Production copyright by Marvin L. Weiss.
Amazon.com has more information regarding the author and this book, with an eclectic collection of water cooler knowledge, inspirational stories, and motivational thoughts from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. This has been the VoiceOver Work Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.